fiction takes a turn for the worse. Bosnian Serbs snatch another tank and keep shelling Garajda. March housing starts rise over 12%. Good Wednesday morning. Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. A day and a half after suffering a major stroke, former President Richard Nixon has taken a turn for the worse and is now listed in critical condition.
The next 1 to 3 days are a critical period, and I think that one has to say that his prognosis is guarded.
Dr. Fred Plum, chief of neurology at New York Hospital, says the 81-year-old Mr. Nixon cannot speak, but at times appears conscious. He's been returned to intensive care with serious brain swelling.
He has a large stroke. This is the most serious complication. And obviously, therefore, there are potentially poor outcomes, but we can't predict that at this time.
Russian President Boris Yeltsin sent a get-well telegram to Mr. Nixon, the man he angrily snubbed just a month ago in Moscow. Despite solemn promises, UN refugee official Chris Yanowski says Bosnian Serb shells are still falling on the Muslim enclave of Garajda.
Aid workers in Garajda say that the hospital was hit by 3 rockets. The second of those rockets was particularly deadly. It hit the emergency room, killing 10 people and injuring 15 people.
Ukrainian peacekeepers and a relief convoy are prepared to move into Garajda, but Lieutenant General Michael Rose, the UNPROFOR commander, says it's up to the Serbs.
Well, I very much hope that the words of the Bosnian Serb authorities will now be matched by action. We have got clearances that we need to run this convoy. We've got 141 troops who are going to go in there, including medical staff. And, of course, we've got the humanitarian aid convoys as well.
In another tweak at the UN, Serb forces have seized a tank from under the noses of peacekeepers by simply driving it away. NATO has tentatively agreed to the use of airstrikes to protect the people of Garajda and other safe areas, and the U.S. is rethinking its Bosnia policy.
This is Bill Plant at the White House. The Clinton administration is seeking broader airstrikes and a tighter economic embargo against the Bosnian Serbs. The proposals being circulated today by the administration to the Congress and its North Atlantic allies go beyond the request made by UN Secretary General Boutros Ghali for airstrikes against Serb artillery and mortar positions which threaten the 6 Muslim safe havens in Bosnia. The U.S. wants agreement to bomb other military targets, including supply lines and depots, the better to punish the Serbs. The bombing proposal may not be an easy sell to the NATO allies. Some of them have troops on the ground in Bosnia near the safe havens, and they fear retaliation from the Serbs. Mr. Clinton may make an appearance later today to make his case to the American public. Bill Plant, CBS News, The White House.
Rather than fighting, South Africa's Inkatha Freedom Party is now campaigning with just 6 days left before historic all-race elections. Chief Mangosuthu Buthelezi's 11th-hour decision to drop the election boycott raised hopes for an end to political violence that has killed hundreds. These South Korean students are not happy that U.S. Defense Secretary William Perry is visiting Seoul. About 150 of them stormed the defense ministry as Perry was inside, discussing preparations for a possible invasion from presumably nuclear North Korea. The allies have penciled in Team Spirit war games for November unless Pyongyang gives up its nuclear peekaboo. Secretary of State Warren Christopher says he will leave for the Middle East on Sunday, hoping to reinvigorate Arab-Israeli peace efforts. PLO chairman Yasser Arafat, ending a visit to Moscow, says Israel risks the balkanization of the Middle East if it does not speed up its withdrawal from Gaza and Jericho.
We have to remember that this maneuvering of the delay will give the chance for all extremists.
Предоставят дополнительные шансы.
Elements.
Всевозможным экстремистским элементам.
And the two sides,
с обеих сторон.
To undermine the peace process.
Today, Arafat is expected to meet in Bucharest with Israeli Foreign Minister Peres. Housing starts shot up over 12% in March, a strong rebound from a winter slump and despite costlier mortgages. Chief Economist David Luray of the Mortgage Bankers Association.
We had rising rates in March, but yet we did have a 12% growth in starts. So I think it's telling us that the housing markets right now are strong, and if we can just keep a lid on rates, I think we'll have a very good housing season going forward.
Every region gained, but the Midwest saw a 30% surge in housing starts. Gender politics prevailed in the Senate last night. As Rob Armstrong reports, the issue was tailhook and the retirement status of 4-star Admiral Frank Kelso, the outgoing chief of naval operations.
The debate was emotional and passionate. The 7 women of the Senate led the fight to hold Kelso's retirement rank to 2 stars because of what they said was a failure of leadership. Democrat Carol Mosley Braun of Illinois.
Responsibility for the events known as tailhook must be borne by the admiral in charge of naval operations. The buck for tailhook stops with Admiral Kelso.
But Armed Services Chairman Sam Nunn of Georgia said the issue was less Kelso than a quest for revenge.
There is a search and a frustration to find someone to punish. That's the mood of the Senate today, is to find someone to punish.
Republican Ted Stevens of Alaska said Kelso's performance made him worthy of the Senate vote.
We are asked to confirm this man in retirement status as a four-star admiral because he's earned it.
In the end, Kelso won, but the close 54-43 vote served clear notice that the women made their point, and such issues as sexual harassment will never again be swept under the rug. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Lawyers have made final appeals to Singapore's president to spare the rod for American teenager Michael Fay, a confessed car vandal. Newsman Adrian Brown has the next step.
What will happen now is that the president of Singapore will consider this plea for clemency. And let's remember, there is no precedent in Singaporean law for a reprieve for such a sentence. So it's inevitable that Michael Fay will be caned. The only uncertainty is when.
A decision is expected on Friday. The weather is doubtful for Shuttle Endeavour's landing at Kennedy Space Center this morning. That means a likely diversion to Edwards Air Force Base in California. In Los Angeles, police beating victim Rodney King will be a rich man. As David Dow reports, the only question is how rich.
For lawyers, it is a day of preparation for a second phase in this damage case that so far has left both sides with something to praise and lament. In phase two, Rodney King's attorneys will try to get him millions of dollars in punitive damages after winning $3.8 million plus in damages for his injuries and loss of income. Attorney Milton Grimes had sought many times that much.
We asked for $15 million in the hopes of getting an amount that would be sufficient to cover Mr. King's injuries. We don't think we have reached that figure yet, but we are only half finished.
There will be 15 defendants in phase two, active and former police officers who supervised, participated in, or observed the infamous King beating incident. For four of the officers, this is a third trial, and they'll contend they no longer have any funds to pay punitive damages. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Convicted serial killer Danny Rowling is being sentenced this morning in a Gainesville, Florida courtroom. Judge Stan Morris has already sentenced him to several life terms for non-capital offenses. He is expected to impose the death penalty as recommended by the jury for the brutal murders of five college students. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead 10.71. It's 10 past the hour.